his suffering temperament took up its bed and walked. They retired after the meal, leaving us to discuss them at leisure. "There is a likeness," mused the Frau Doctor. "Quite. What a manner she has. Such reserve, such a tender way with the child." "Pity she has the child to attend to," exclaimed a student from Bonn. He had hitherto relied upon 3 scars and a ribbon to produce an effect, but the sister of a baroness demanded more than these. Absorbing days followed. Had she been one whit less beautifully born, we could not have endured the continual conversation about her, the songs in her praise, the detailed account of her movements. But she graciously suffered our worship, and we were more than content. The poet she took into her confidence. He carried her books when we went walking. He jumped the afflicted one on his knee, poetic license this, and one morning brought his notebook to the salon and read to us. "The sister of the baroness has assured me she is going into a convent," he said. That made the student from Bonn sit up. "I've written a few lines this last night from my window in the sweet night air."
"Oh, your delicate chest," commented the Frau Doctor.